Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. I'm back. Oh my God, this has been the most inconsistent and annoying month I've had in like so long. And I'm so sorry that I have not recorded an episode in like forever. I've been just dealing with like a lot of health and personal drama. And it's so annoying because, as you know, I love to plan and I love my to-do lists and I'm super organized. And when life happens and throws a wrench into my plans, I get very upset. But anyway, it's Saturday, and I'm recording a very special episode for you today because, well, I'm doing it because I've been posting in a lot of Facebook groups I'm part of and asking what questions can I specifically ask for you in regards to LinkedIn. So today's episode is going to be a LinkedIn Q&A. So I'm going to dive right in. So I hope you are ready. And again, thank you so much for being so patient with my new shows coming out because, my God, this month of September is literally flying by and I'm like ready to start a brand new month, being in a brand new place. And oh my God, I'm so ready for it all. And the weather's cooling down. It's just going to be a magical fall. I can feel it. But I want to start, I wanted to start off this show by thanking you guys for being so patient because inconsistency is like, oh, my biggest pet peeve. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So let's dive in. So LinkedIn Q&A, let's get started. One of the questions I get asked the most is, should you use your company as a LinkedIn personal profile rather than a page? And my answer to that is no. You want to have a LinkedIn personal profile and then go ahead and set up a company page. LinkedIn is designed for you to be able to connect with other professionals and like-minded individuals, just like you can on Facebook. You have a company page, you have a personal profile. That's the way it needs to stay. I know a lot of companies are using personal profiles as their company information. But that's just not what you want to do because you don't know who the face behind that brand is. You want to see them on their personal profile and then go ahead and, follow their company via their company page right on LinkedIn. And another reason why you want to keep it the way that LinkedIn has designed is because in your LinkedIn experience section, you can actually tag the company that you're working for or the brands that you've worked for and collabed with maybe, as well as tag your own personal business and company because you've already gone ahead and set up that company page. The logo pops up when somebody visits your personal LinkedIn profile. They're able to click that logo and it will bring them to your company page. You can also have updates there. You can have links there. People can follow your company page and they'll show up in their feed just like Facebook. So you need to keep it the way that LinkedIn has designed specifically for us because we don't, like I said, know who is behind that brand. Who are we talking to? If we have a conversation via LinkedIn Messenger and we're connecting and engaging and building that relationship with that person, We know they're from that brand and company because it's on their personal profile. So that is the way that you want to do it. That's probably one of the most popular questions that I'm asked. So I wanted to start off the LinkedIn Q&A show with that being answered. The second question I would like to answer is, a lot of people that are, a lot of women, I should say, that are bloggers, their business is blogging. This is their full-time income. They work with a lot of brands and collabs, do a lot of collabs. And when they see a press release and they see an email on there, do they automatically email them? Do they connect with them on LinkedIn? Like, what is the right way to go in order to build that relationship? So my suggestion for that is obviously connect with them on LinkedIn first and foremost. Don't just connect with them. Send them a short and sweet message. You're only allotted a couple characters. I forget the exact number. But tell them why you're connecting with them, or it was such a pleasure meeting you at this happy hour or this networking event, or, you know, backstage at the Grammys in the VIP suite or wherever you may be. Tell them why you're connecting. Like, let's continue to nurture this relationship. Or if you just found their email, why you want to connect with them, tell them why. That will create more engagement and excitement and have them want to connect with you on LinkedIn. Now, another version of this question I would like to answer is somebody else asked me in a Facebook group. When you see their email, when you're connecting with somebody on LinkedIn, and then this is kind of the opposite route, and you see their email in their bio section, do you automatically just send them your press release? Do you automatically email them right away? No. I absolutely cannot stand when people email me and do not message me on LinkedIn, because they're literally just there to steal my email and to flood my inbox with the crap that they're selling. And I'm all set with that. It's super annoying. I use LinkedIn, and I have been using LinkedIn for years, to create relationships, and that is what you want to do. There's no point in having me have to opt out of emails. Like, I want to talk to you. I want to build a relationship with you. Why can't you send me a message on LinkedIn and get on a phone call with me? This is what I coach my clients on all the time. You want to create and build and nurture those relationships and then do business together, get on a phone, get on a Zoom call, Skype, whatever the case may be. Send somebody a message. I would love to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. Let's hop on a call. And there's no reason to just go. What is the point of just going them? This is the same exact case and scenario as Facebook. How annoying is it to be automatically added to Facebook groups? So annoying, right? Like, literally the last 2 weeks, the same people keep adding me because I'm unfollowing the group or leaving the group, and then I have to block them. And they're people I like have sometimes talked to online, like a lot. And I'm like, are you seriously like still doing this? It's literally the most annoying thing. So when you see someone's email on a LinkedIn profile, that doesn't mean take it and spam them. It's actually illegal. And what you want to do, the correct way to go about this situation, is to send them a message on LinkedIn. Say, hi, my name is, you know, Kelly. I would love to learn more about what you do. See how we can possibly work together in the future. Or let's just hop on a call and network together and introduce ourselves. Like, why can't you just do that? It's just like when you're going to a networking event. Same tactics and procedures. Do not steal their email and start sending them stuff that you're selling, especially when they're mile long emails. And I know that you literally just took my email because you just requested a connection from me on LinkedIn. It's super annoying. It's unprofessional, and it's literally illegal, and people can report you. So don't do that. And I'm kind of fired up about that because literally this week I've gotten so many of those, and it's so annoying. Okay, so moving on. What is the value? This is the next question. What would be the value for bloggers besides brand visibility? Being on LinkedIn. Okay, so my answer to that is obviously yes, brand visibility, but how are you getting brand visibility? Are you creating, connecting, engaging? Are you pushing out video content? Are you using published posts? Are you inboxing people that you want to connect with, PR reps or marketing departments of brands that you have connected with, that you've worked with, that you want to work with? And have you realized that you have a whole entire new audience just waiting for your content? Excuse me, on LinkedIn. It's all those things, right? So that would be the value. A brand new audience, a brand new connections, brand new content you can put out. You can repurpose all your old content. It's a whole new world of eyes just waiting for the next thing you're going to push out on LinkedIn. Like I said, whether it's the video, the published post, whether it's something automated that you're pushing out content, that is the value. There's so many more eyes to see your content, and that would be a huge value besides the fact that you can connect with these reps. You can connect with other companies, other brands, other bloggers even that aren't familiar with your content somewhere else, and you guys can do a collab. So it really is a huge, huge way to put out new content, especially if you're repurposing old. Our time is money and we're all worth a lot of money, and don't waste it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Repurpose what you already have. I do that with a lot of my podcasts, actually. I repurpose them into blog posts for LinkedIn. Because I know that not everybody is listening to every episode. I know that a lot of people are reading my content I put on LinkedIn, and I want to share it with them as well. So that would be the value. There's a lot of value sitting and waiting on LinkedIn for bloggers specifically. Now, when it comes to selling and engaging, there are a couple tools that I use so that I can make my life easy. And if you've been following me and listening to my show for a while, my favorite tool is IFTTT, if this, then that. If you go to ifttt.com, you can sign in with Google, with Twitter, with Facebook, get an account immediately. It's going to save you so much time. You can, excuse me, now I have the hiccups. Oh, so annoying. Okay, I just drank some water, so hopefully they'll go away. What you want to do is use an app like this to, you know, save time and money. I have 4 posts a day that go out automatically on LinkedIn. One is about my podcast, one is about my email list, one is about Instagram, and one is about who I am and what I do and why I want to connect with you. And those go out, I think, 8, 12, 4, and 6 or 8, I'm not sure. But I scatter them throughout the day. It's automatic. I switch them up every month because on the back end, I'm tracking my stats. Am I getting new followers? Are people saying hi? Am I getting more downloads? Do I have more email subscribers? And that's something I do every month. Every first of the month, I switch it up. And that's automated. That is through ifttt.com. So that's something I would definitely start using. It's very self-explanatory when you go onto their website, how you want to automate things. And it's not just for social media. You can actually use it for things around your house, your lighting, your security, and you can use it on various platforms. I do all my automation through that. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, like every platform I'm on, I have it automated through that app. But on a side note, you definitely want to go ahead and set that up on your desktop or laptop and then use the app on your phone to make sure that all the triggers are going off when they're supposed to. Don't set it up on your phone. It's a lot easier on the desktop and you can see a lot more apps like in one clear shot. I feel like it's a lot easier. So besides selling, that's a way that I'm selling, and it's selling made easy. It's bringing people to my Instagram from LinkedIn that I have never seen my Instagram, The Happy Workaholic. And then if they're clicking the link in my bio, they see everything that I'm selling and everything that I'm coaching on, or even if they're checking out my Instagram stories, they're getting to know me as a person so that they can know, like, and trust me and then feel comfortable purchasing something I am selling. I'm a real person. I highlight a lot on my highlight reels, which are also on my Instagram. And that's something that I would suggest doing using this app, is you're going to bring them full circle. So automation is a huge, huge thing that you would want to incorporate into your business and your home, like I said, to make your life easy, to save you time. And our time is worth money. So it's really important. Get an automation tool. There's a million of them out there. That's the one I've been using for years. I'm obsessed with it. I tell everyone about it. It's literally the best. And it helps you sell, and it helps you engage. And I don't have time to put posts out 4 times a day on LinkedIn. I honestly do not, but I do have time to answer. So that is pushing out content 4 times a day, and it's creating engagement for me. And that is what you always want to remember, is to engage with your audience, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's on Medium. You need to take time out of your day to engage. There's nothing more annoying than, you know, writing on somebody's LinkedIn or Instagram and never getting a response, especially through like a message or a DM, and you know that they've read it. Excuse me. Now I'm losing my voice. Oh my gosh. This is going to be a rough day because I have a lot of shows to record. Okay, sorry. More water. Needed more water. Okay, that's much better. So IFTTT, you definitely want to use to help sell and engage. Video, for sure. Your published posts, that's where you can put all your repurposed content. You can put new content, and it's just another way to sell and engage. So those are three ways when on LinkedIn that selling and engagement is a lot, will be a lot easier for you. And I get a lot of questions about how to sell, how to engage, and there you are. Three of my favorite answers: IFTTT, video, published post. Now, another question I get when it comes to hashtags on LinkedIn, now that they're visible, how do you use them? So you can actually follow specific hashtags on LinkedIn now. So I highly suggest doing that, so that you can start seeing like maybe what your competitors are doing or what your demographic is looking at. There's a lot of different ways and aspects that they will be valuable to your business. When it comes to using them, how many do you use? Now, we know that, oh my God, I'm having the hardest time now getting these words. Welcome to my live shows. I do not edit. When it comes to Instagram, 11 hashtags in your Instagram stories you can use, and 30 on our posts, right? So is it obnoxious when you use an automated tool and your hashtags are in the post? Yeah. So that's why you put them in the comment below. When it comes to LinkedIn, you want to kind of have that same rule. However, when I do post my LinkedIn published posts, I probably use like 6 to 8 in the original. And then when I repost, I put them underneath. So there's no like real set number on how many. I always use LinkedIn selling, LinkedIn marketing, LinkedIn coach. Because if somebody is searching for a LinkedIn coach, I'll pop up. If they're looking, and then I'll automatically pop up under selling, sales, marketing, anything LinkedIn related. But you also want to remember that hashtags are like Google. When you're searching for something on Instagram or on LinkedIn under a hashtag, you're searching for something. So you want to be searchable. I want to be found under LinkedIn coach, podcast coach, business coach. So I use those hashtags. So to answer the question of how many you should use, it's really up to you, but you also want to follow as many as you want to follow, depending on how many things that you're interested in. So you definitely want to, I'd say, cap it at like 8, only because you're going to be flooded with so many hashtags and the info that people are posting. Your engagement's going to go down. You want to make sure that you're still seeing everybody else pop up in your newsfeed. So don't get too carried away. Don't go over the top with how many. But when posting, you could do you know, 3 or 4, 6 to 8, depending on like what you want to put out, but you can repurpose and repost with other hashtags. So that's what I would do as well. I do that myself. So that's the answer to that. In regards to how many hashtags you should use, follow, and how to use them on LinkedIn. It's just like everywhere else. Now, another question I get a lot is, if you're working a 9-to-5 business while doing something else, like what should your LinkedIn profile represent? Or another situation that I come across a lot when I'm actually coaching, excuse me, other professionals about LinkedIn is if they're working on something and they don't want their employers to know, how do you hide that? Or if you're on LinkedIn searching for a job, how is your, I hope my company isn't going to find out I'm searching for another job. So there's a lot of questions kind of surrounding the same thing about 9-to-5s and jobs. So I'm going to answer them all for you now. So first of all, when you're searching for a job and you don't want your current employer to find out, they will not. You can have your recruiter badge on, signed on, and they're not going to find out. They're not going to see who you're looking at. They're not going to see, as long as you're not posting about it. So all that information is kept private. So don't stress out and worry about that. When it comes to working your full-time job and you want to use LinkedIn to promote your side hustle or your other business that you have, you can either slow down your automation posts or just write blogs once a week. You're afraid that they're going to think that you're not working at your job where you should be, and you are spending more time on something else that's also bringing you money. Or if you have automation tools set up, they're going to think you're posting throughout the day if they are on your LinkedIn. So it's really up to you. You really want to be honest with your current employer. And, you know, I would honestly just tell them, oh, that's all automated because I'm spending time and, you know, I'm on your time. I'm on your clock right now. So I would just tell them that way it doesn't hurt your hustle or your business that you're trying to build on the side as well, so that you can one day leave that employer. I would definitely be open and honest with them, so it's not a big surprise as well what you're doing on the side. Or if you're doing network marketing or you're building your own business and brand, you know, I would definitely be upfront with them, because it's going to be a big shock and a big surprise to them if they one day see all the stuff about you and they're like, I don't think she's doing her job right now sitting at that desk. I think she's doing her own job. So you definitely don't want to be in a sticky situation like that. Just be upfront and honest. When it comes to your profile and what it should reflect, that really depends. So if there's no conflict of interest, so if you're working a 9-to-5 and there's no conflict and you're launching your own brand at the same time, I mean, all of that is going to be listed in your experience. Say you're working at a corporate position and that job is present, it's going to be listed in your experience, whether it's past, present, or if you want to, you know, list something else down there in the work experience. When it comes to your own brand and business you're launching, if you already have a website, your social media pages, etc., all set up, ready to go, and you're pushing out content, that is also going to be listed in your bio, in your experience section. So it really is up to you on what information and how much you want to push out with the side hustle or your own personal brand that you're building on LinkedIn. That part that you work at a corporate job isn't really going to be looked over. I mean, isn't really going to be seen as much, is because you're pushing out your own content constantly and consistently. So that is what people are going to know you for, especially if you have that in your headline. And the headline is the little snippet that people will see when they see your name. So mine, for example, says that I'm upgrading LinkedIn profiles daily. That's a call to action. I want people to know what I'm doing. And that sounds pretty exciting. So let's connect with Kelly. So they do. And then they go down through my personal profile and say I was working at a bank. That would also be there, that I'm still there full time. But I also have this side hustle, for example, say, if this were the case for me, that I coach on LinkedIn and I'm upgrading LinkedIn profiles on the daily. So that is how you should do it. If you are working full time and have your own business and brand, you're growing. So that should be the focus. You, like I mentioned earlier, you definitely don't want two separate pages, personal, but you do want to go ahead and set up your company page so that you can be more descriptive in your bio experience as well as the company page on what your business is and your brand. And as long as you're pushing out content all day about your own brand and business, then it's not really going to reflect that you're working at a bank full time or, you know, you're a nurse full time. People are going to know you for what you're pushing out and what is on your headline. And where you want to actually tell this story is in your bio section. That is where you can explain your journey. And that is where I explain mine, because living and working on over 60 cruise ships and yachts is not normal. So I have to tell that story and share that journey of how it is that I got to where I am today. Otherwise, people are going to think I'm a crazy lunatic because I've had so many insane jobs that are like not in the normal field of working. So I really need to use that section and share every detail that I can. I think it's like 2,000 max words. Trust me, I've had to update mine and like take out and and put the little plus sign, which drives me nuts, just to fit my whole story because it's so damn long. But you want to share with people and they'll understand and be able to connect with you and want to engage with you more because you shared a piece of your story and you shared your journey. And that's what people are going to look at first as soon as they see your call to action headline. So that's kind of the long answer for all the profile information. When it comes to, you know, needing to hide things, and I would be very upfront and honest, like I said, with your employer. So they see, you know, that is your side hustle. Tell them you're using an automation tool so they don't think you're behind the desk, you know, posting every couple hours on LinkedIn, especially if they follow you. Or you can make it completely private and make sure none of them are on your page. But I would do the first option. It's just a lot easier, a lot less stressful. And as far as how it's going to reflect, it's going to reflect on how you set it up. So perfect profile photo, great headliner photo, an amazing call to action so that you get more followers and connect, create, and engage with more people on LinkedIn, and share your journey of how you got to where you are today. You could have been in corporate America for 25 years and you're over it, and now you're a stay-at-home mom blogging about like these amazing 5-minute Instant Pot meals. Like, you need to share that story. That's really exciting to a lot of other stay-at-home moms. It gives them the courage to know that they can start making money on a blog, making recipes at home and doing what actually they enjoy instead of, you know, bringing home the check from a stressful corporate job. Like, I have clients that have done that. So you really want to make sure that you're putting out content that you love and you would love to read as well. Don't just throw up something random, because then people will know. So those are all my answers as far as the profile and the 9-to-5 and the corporate and the posting and all that. So the next question is, do I need LinkedIn as a coach? And then also I get a lot, do I need LinkedIn as a network marketer, somebody that's in an MLM? So what do you think my answer is? Yes, absolutely. You have a whole new audience that you're going to be able to reach. You have brands you can collab with. You can find your ideal client there, depending on who you're coaching and who you're, excuse me, man, I need some extra water today. Okay, this is also a longer show than normal. So your ideal client may be sitting on LinkedIn and you didn't even know. And they're able to be searched for just like on Instagram, just like on Facebook. You want to utilize LinkedIn the same exact way. Yes, you need to be on LinkedIn. It's a whole new audience, a whole new demographic, all new eyes that are just waiting for your content to be shared. I promise you that. If you have any other questions in regards to your profile, how you should upgrade it, I would love to offer you $100 off my Leverage Your LinkedIn coaching program. It is $525, but for listeners of this show, until the end of October, let's just say that, I will offer $100 off. So it's $425. So what does that get you? That gets you a completely redesigned LinkedIn profile. And if you're really interested in checking out my portfolio for that, you can visit thehappyworkaholic.com and click on my portfolio page. And you will see a number of LinkedIn profiles that I've upgraded. They're completely designed and written by me. And that is actually all created and designed by myself, like I said. And then I coach you on the platform as well. So it depends on how much coaching you need, how much time your schedule allows. Sometimes I work with my clients 1 to 6 months because they only have a certain time frame because they're working full time. They have families. It's totally understandable. So it's really up to you and how much time you want to spend together. We can continue coaching. I can help you with recruiting. I can help you obviously upgrade your LinkedIn profile, make it look amazing. I'm pretty good at it, I have to say. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I love my loyal listeners. I know that everybody's on a budget. So if you mention this show, reach out to me, The Happy Workaholic, on Facebook, on Instagram, or obviously on LinkedIn, Kellyanne Gorman. You will find me, connect with me, and let me know that you heard about this $100 off special. I'm going to offer it just for you listeners until October 31st, which is so insane, Halloween. Like, it's literally around the corner. Oh my God, crazy, crazy. This month has just been insane. So I want to thank you guys so much again for listening to today's LinkedIn Q&A. I apologize for being so inconsistent, my cough, my hiccups, and all of the above. I'm just keeping it real, and that's what I do best. So I'm excited to be recording some other shows for you later today, but this is about 30 minutes. So we're over 30 minutes. So I am just going to make sure I'm fully hydrated. I'm going to get some green juice into my system and start recording some others for you so I can get all caught up on my to-do list. Because like I said in the beginning, there's nothing more that I hate in life than being like unorganized and just like all over the place. But it's life, and I'm just trying to live my best one and keep it real and share everything with you guys. So if you have any other LinkedIn questions, I would love to answer them for you. Just send me an email at hello@kellyannegorman.com, or you can actually just shoot me a message on LinkedIn. I'd be more than happy to help you. And I hope that this in-depth episode really helped you out with some more LinkedIn information that you were craving and in need of. And feel free to reach out anytime. I'm super excited to be back on the podcasting train and get some more great content out for you guys. I will talk to you again soon. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, Leverage Your LinkedIn, and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.